Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal.
Loads and loads coming up for you on the show today. Of course, your local national news, your sport, your entertainment, weather, travel and your What's On guide. Coming up after 8 o'clock as well, we've got Cool School and Unusual. And we're going to be talking about dreams today on The Breakfast Show as well. We've got your three in a row to kick you off today. Starting with Jennifer Lopez, and here's how to get in touch.
Call us on 80 99 225. Email studio at hazefm.org or text live, followed by your message to 60300.
J-Lo, ya tú sabes, no hay más nada.
Katie B, Broken Record. Before that, you had The Mavericks and Jennifer Lopez featuring Pitbull. Started you off. That's your three in a row on The Breakfast Show.
Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal.
91.8 Hayes FM.
Just heard the contact details. That's how you get in touch with us if you want to. Loads and loads of reasons you might want to do that. Okay, you listen to The Breakfast Show on 91.8 Hayes FM with Joe and Harry. It's Monday the 11th of April. It's 18 minutes past 7. Numerous reasons you want to get in touch with us today. You want to make a song request. You want to have a chat about something, please feel free. If you've got a problem for Harry's help desk that you simply can't solve, get in touch as well. Also, today we're talking about dreams, aren't we, Harry?
Yes, we are.
Yeah,
there's almost a dream theme.
There is. There's exactly a dream theme. It's basically what it is.
It's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I keep having this recurring dream. I have numerous recurring dreams, but this is the only one I'm allowed to tell you without fear of arrest.
People are going to realise what a strange man you are once you start talking about all your weird dreams.
No, because nobody can rationalise their dreams, can they? I'm sure,
it's
accountant.
It's not your fault you're having them, but I think it does still mean you're weird.
No, because if you look at all the mental dreams that Freud analysed and stuff.
Right.
In none of my dreams, I can categorically say, in none of my dreams, am I getting up to anything vaguely suspicious with any relative?
No.
So,
no.
My dreams are always just...
That, I don't think that was all he was banging on about, though.
Oh, he's loving it, wasn't he?
He likes it. He likes that theory. But I don't think that was the only thing he was going on about.
What, the Oedipus theory?
Yeah. I know the name of that too, Joe.
All right.
Show off.
Yeah. Do you know the Greek myth from which it comes?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
Yes.
Would you like to give us a 5-minute summary?
Obviously not. That would bore everyone.
Anyway.
They'll be falling asleep at the wheel.
Anyway,
dropping their cornflakes all over West London.
The problem, the thing is, right, I have this recurring dream. I have lots and lots of recurring dreams. My dreams are always really mundane, but just weird, with a weird slant. Like, mine are never, I'm never in a war or anything like that. It's always very...
Now, why would you be?
But, the other day, for example, it was me and all my friends, everyone I know, so we'd, 30-odd people taking it in turns to show who could do the best squash serve. Why dream about
that? That actually happened. You were just a bit drunk.
But why is my brain giving me that? There's loads of things you could dream about.
That is a weird dream.
But the one I had last night, and I only realised this morning, this is a recurring dream, right? Is I go back to school, and I'm aware that I'm 23 and don't.
You're going to say I'm a werewolf?
No. Listen, yeah, it's never that weird.
No.
I go back to school. I know I don't need to be there, but for some reason, I've put myself back into the education system at GCSE level.
Right.
And all my mates.
So even in the dream, you're conscious that you don't need to be there.
I know I'm 23,
right.
And it's like I'm not really sure why I'm there, but I am.
You are there.
But it matters.
You're
to
in
me.
Uniform.
Yeah.
How do you look in your uniform these days?
Similar.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's me as I was then. But
right.
As the age of 23.
23-year-old mind.
Anyway.
Right.
And basically, I'm back there, and it really matters to me, because every single time, it's the same thing, and it's the same subject, I've suddenly realised that I haven't been to geography.
Uh-oh.
And I suddenly realise that I haven't been to geography.
Uh-oh.
And I look up in my little timetable when it is, and it's always a Thursday,
right.
And geography was on the previous Wednesday or Tuesday. And I've missed it, and I really panic, and I realise I've missed 9 or 10 weeks of it. Why is that? Why is my brain giving me that? What does that mean?
Very peculiar.
So what I want to know, right, is
we've got any... Yeah, there might be some dream analysers.
Yeah, want analysis for mine and Harry's dreams. We'll be letting more go throughout the show. Or if you've got any weird dreams and you want us to interpret them, okay, mm-hmm. in sort of a Mystic Meg style thing, that's probably copyrighted, Magic Maud, we'll call it.
Magic Maud?
Magic Maud.
Instead of Mystic Meg?
Yeah, that's what we'll call it. That's the copyright issue's gone. Okay, if you've got any weird dreams you want us to interpret, or you think you can interpret our dreams, live, followed by your message to 60300, email studio at hazefm.org. On Facebook, you're looking for the Joe Forrester and Harry Seal Show group, and on Twitter, it's Joe Harry Hayes FM. Coming up after the break, we've got Bowles and Kashif playing for you. It's The Breakfast Show, 91.8 Hayes FM. It's Bowles and Kashif, Turn the Music Up, playing on the Breakfast Show, 91.8 Hayes FM. It's almost 7:30. Got your national and local news coming up.
Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal.
91.8 Hayes FM.
Don't forget, on the Breakfast Show this morning, we're talking about dreams, the interpretation thereof, okay? I've been having some weird dreams. If you think you can interpret them, live, follow by your message to 60300, email studio@hayesfm.org, or if you want us to interpret yours, which I'm almost more up for.
Are you?
But what if we get one and it's like, and they might, we think they might be dangerous?
It could be a dirty dream.
Well, no, but they might be a dangerous person.
Oh, we'll just ignore it.
Yeah, because that could be awkward radio.
Well, yeah, I suppose it could be quite awkward radio, but we probably just wouldn't say it aloud.
You had a weird dream last night, didn't you, Harry?
It's quite weird.
Pray tell.
Okay. Well, I don't usually dream that much, to be honest, or if I do, I forget them. I think that's usually what they say it is, don't they? I think everybody dreams. Just don't always remember it.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody dreams.
That was meant to sound philosophical.
It wasn't meant to be.
No, I mean, it did, though.
Yeah. Right, anyway, my dream. Yeah, no, I don't even know who the person involved was, but there was a person, and I bought his six-pack off him for £20.
Mm.
By six-pack, I mean his stomach muscles.
Not lager or yoghurt.
No, and I had to physically cut them out with a knife. And,
good!
And I had to put them on my tummy, and that cost £20, and then I was running around a football pitch with no top on.
Did it hurt him when you removed said six pack?
No, I think it wasn't a painful thing. He just kind of ripped his stomach open.
I think I would happily pay £20 for a six pack.
That's a deal.
If it meant I could stop doing crunches.
You had to go to the cash point as well.
Did you?
I remember going to the cash point.
I mean, that dream's fairly obvious, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, you're worried about your weight and you want an easy route to
having an athletic body. Quite easy, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what about my geography dream? I have it all the time as well, like every few weeks.
So what is it? You've missed it. You've missed geography.
I'm back at school at the age I am now.
Right.
I'm aware that I'm qualified and have GCSEs, but I'm back and I know I need to work.
Right.
And I will miss geography and really panic about it because I think it like shows a lack of work ethic. The teacher's going to be cross.
There must be something in that.
Bear in mind,
yeah,
I didn't have any of these concerns at school.
Nope.
Couldn't care less if I'm missing them.
Wasn't bothered.
Yeah, whereas now I'm all worried.
Now he cares, maybe that's why. Maybe you're trying to atone.
I think I have quite a lot of anxiety dreams, I think, because I'm a warrior.
You're an anxious man.
Yes, I think I have quite a lot. But anyway, have you got any weird dreams you'd like us to interpret live? Follow by your message to 60300. Email us studio@hayesfm.org.
Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal.
91.8 Hayes FM.
It's the man like Michael Bublé, dirty, yo.
Is that the Sean Paul remix?
Yeah.
That's a good remix.
Oh.
Sean Paul and Michael Bublé, dirty rock.
That's Bublé's normal voice.
That is how Bublé talks.
He's on TV, he's like, yeah, hey, I'm totally releasing
a new album. Sean Paul, funnily enough, actually talks like, hey, man, I'm Sean Paul.
Hello, Bublé, have you ever heard my tune, Dutty Wine?
Dutty Wine?
Anyway, it's that time of the morning. It's 7:48, Monday, 11th of April. You listen to The Breakfast Show, 91.8 Hayes FM with Joe and Harry. And Harry's got your sport.
Yes, yes, I do. I have it here. Charles Schwartzel has won golf's Masters title to claim his first major. The South African finished with 4 birdies. Hello, it's a good night out. To end up 2 shots clear of the field. Northern Ireland's Rory McIlroy, he had a disastrous final round. He finished well down the field.
Do you know?
I actually watched this.
Did you?
Yeah, I watched the golf. He was doing alright. He was leading for the first 3 rounds and then just absolutely capitulated.
Well, he led it for 63 holes, didn't
he? Yeah, he did lead it for 63 holes and finished on 3 under.
Do you remember what I blamed his defeat on earlier?
No.
His weak chin.
Yes, he did. The weak chin.
He has a weak chin. He doesn't have a strong enough face.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
So I don't think it's relevant in golf.
91.8 Hayes FM.
To sport, quick look at your entertainment. Boardwalk Empire Michael Shannon is the latest big name to join the cast of the Superman movie reboot. The actor who plays Agent Van Alden in the hit show will play legendary villain General Zod. I'd like to say as well, anyone who hasn't watched Boardwalk Empire do, because it's brilliant.
I haven't seen it.
You like gangster films?
Yeah, you're claiming it's pretty epic.
Yeah, I watched, I'd Sky Plus pretty much the whole series and hadn't sort of got around to watching it yet. So the past few days, I've been doing like 3 a day. And it's awesome. Anyone who likes gangster movies like Goodfellas, you like The Godfather, if you liked The Sopranos,
you'll love it.
You like smashing cast as well. And also, it's all about, it's got lots of famous figures from, like, the history of gangsterism.
Really? Nice.
In it. So it's got, like, Al Capone, played by Brit actor Stephen Graham.
I'll enjoy that.
Lucky Luciano's in it. Yeah, like, it's just a smashing programme. Well worth watching. Yeah. Courtney Cox says a Friends movie is unlikely to ever be made due to the logistical nightmare.
What?
The actress who played Monica says if it was possible, she would have already made the film, which is on her own, like hand puppets.
Hello!
Hey, Chandler. What's up, Joey?
Yeah.
Cox has previously confessed she daydreamed about putting Friends on the big screen. I don't know.
Right.
Is it worth it? Because it's one, like,
it could well tarnish it.
Financially, it would make so much money.
Yeah.
A Friends film, because it's like the most popular sitcom ever.
Yeah.
But when they ended it, they really wrapped things up, didn't they?
Yeah, it worked very well. It would have to be a sort of 10 years on sort of a thing, wouldn't it? And probably it may not work. There may not still be the chemistry there. Would you want to ruin that?
Do you know what? I bet if they got the same writers then it would probably be quite good,
wouldn't it? It probably would be good. Yeah, you would assume. But if it isn't, because it was such a magical series and it was so consistent, wasn't it?
Mm.
And it was left quite a nice time, I feel. And then to kind of potentially sacrifice that for millions of pounds, I don't know. When you're already a millionaire, is it worth it? Leave it where it is, where it was.
I'm not sure it's really... I think it's more a case of if the studios think they can make money out of it.
Yeah.
But it's one of the best comedies ever made. I love it.
Yeah, it could be the best.
About 250 episodes, and you will laugh...
All of them are good.
Like, I've seen each of them probably over five times each on average.
Yeah.
And I laugh every time. I still Sky Plus it every day.
Good.
And just watch them all again. The new series of Big Brother could keep the same voice. Marcus Bentley has admitted he wants to continue narrating the show. Is that... Dear Three.
In the Big Brother house.
Unfortunately, there's no one here, so my job's very difficult.
Graham is cooking a potato.
Host Davina McCall's already ruled herself out. I'm out. With Emma Willis tipped to be the new presenter. Ding dong. Channel 5 announced last week that it's signed a 2-year deal to air the show, starting with a celebrity version in August.
What?
Celebrity in the loosest sense of the term.
Are they going to get on that?
We'll probably get asked. Yeah. Former Coronation Street star Bruce Jones had to cancel a stand-up gig after just 5 tickets were sold. Oh.
5 tickets? Bruce!
The actor who played Les Battersby in the soap was due to perform at a hotel in Costa del Sol. I actually went to Michael McIntyre's comedy Roadshow. Michael McIntyre's comedy Roadshow. And I saw him there and he...
What? Bruce Jones?
Hmm?
What, he supported Michael McIntyre?
Oh, no, he was in the audience.
Oh, right.
Because like, they were like... Michael Wagner says, we've got the people from Waterloo Road in. Did all that. We've got the people from Coronation.
Look at my hair.
But he acted like he was like a footballer. He's like, we've got the people from Coronation Street in. And they were like, yeah. And he was like, pumped the air.
Yeah.
Like he was like Muhammad Ali or something.
Was he good when he saw him live?
Who, McIntyre?
Yeah.
Very, very funny.
Yeah, he's good,
John Bishop was there as well. Very funny as well.
Britain's Got Talent starts this weekend, talking to Michael McIntyre.
Why?
What?
Is he in it?
Yeah, he's a judge.
Is he?
Yeah.
I won't be watching it.
No?
No.
Fair enough.
No.
Said that about the X Factor, mate.
Yeah, but I like music. I don't like jugglers.
Do you not like dancing dogs?
No.
Everyone likes dancing dogs.
No, because I hate the people who train them.
What about really, 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 really like massive R&B dance troupes?
Yeah, like,
they're on it a lot.
That's that's one
like 400 of them dancing around in masks.
That might be one of my top five most hated things on earth.
People who
do elaborate dance routines.
Yeah, yeah.
We got the new Man Track buzzing playing for you in just a sec. This is sport and entertainment. Local and national news coming up in just a sec. That's Man Buzzing playing on the Breakfast Show on 91.8 Hayes FM. Going to hand you over to the National News Centre in about a minute's time. But first up, we got all your local news headlines. Down, down they go.
Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal. 91.8 Hayes FM.
There's a sporty theme in today's Cool School Quiz. It's 8:05 at the moment, Monday the 11th of April. You're listening to the Breakfast Show on 91.8 Hayes FM with Joe and Harry. Cool School Quiz Sports Special coming up in just a sec. We've got the brand new Tayo Cruz telling the world to play for you first. Also still to play for you before 9, we've got Jay Sean, Katy Perry, The Jam and DJ Inks and Mentor. Keep it 91.8 Hayes FM. You're listening to Joe and Harry on Breakfast.
Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal. 91.8 Hayes FM.
Naughty Monkeys. That's the theme on Unusual...
Naughty little monkey. Cheeky monkey.
I wonder if anybody has ever started a radio link before. by just screaming Naughty Monkeys.
Perhaps.
You listen to Breakfast Show 91.8 Hayes FM. With Zoo FM, yeah, with Joe and Harry. And, yeah, it's unusual. Our regular feature where we take a look at the the lighter side of the news.
Yeah, it's such a light side.
Oh, God, it's so light. London Zoo monkeys caught stealing sunglasses. A regular theme on this.
Yeah. Mischievous animals.
Evil animals.
No.
Right, why are they... They're always up to something. I don't trust the animal kingdom.
Joe, I was about to go, you can't call them evil. But then I thought to myself, if this was a human going around stealing everyone's shades, I would think they were an evil and horrible man. So why is the monkey excluded?
I think I've told this story before, actually, on the radio, about the brilliant sunglass theft, which I'm not promoting.
Right.
Which I saw while in Italy.
Okay.
Have I told you this? I must have.
I don't think you have, Joe.
I was about 12 years old, 16, 12 years old.
Right.
Herculaneum.
Still chubby, were you at 12?
Oh, I was a fat little character.
Fat little character.
Poor. Italy's the last place you need me to go. Carbon cheese heavy.
Pizza! Pasta! Oh, Mum, can we live here forever?
Cheers, Mum. You couldn't take me to, like, Salad Land?
Yeah, no, that's a place.
Yeah. That's where the salamander comes from.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, I was at Herculaneum, which is a set of ruins near Pompeii.
Yeah, but you loved that, didn't you, at 12? Swatting up, notebook. Mum, I bought some textbooks. Can we go here, Mum? Can we just go to the beach, Joe? No, I want to see these ruins.
We'd been to
Pompeii. Can I have another pie, Mum? Joe, you had two pizzas for lunch.
Two pizzas? We'd been to Pompeii earlier in the week, though, and it was brilliant. But Herculaneum, it was a really hot day, and I got a nosebleed.
Didn't like it. Got a nosebleed.
Look, I got a nosebleed, yeah, that was, like, so...
You bleed all over your textbooks.
And, like, it wouldn't stop, and it was going on for about 3 hours, because it was so hot that basically my brain just went...
Just fried.
I've had enough of this.
That's not good. You probably have a lie down when that happens.
Yeah, so basically we turned back, and I was deeply unhappy that I didn't get to see the ruins.
Yeah.
And I still am unhappy about it.
I bet you are.
But anyway, me and my mum were sat on the train. We got the train in Italy, and... just sitting across each other from the carriage, and there was a very typically Italian-looking man sitting next to me. He's wearing...
a hunk?
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy. Wearing an incredibly tight T-shirt, trousers combo, like sort of cream outfit,
yeah,
with a pair of what were clearly like 500 quid shades on. Yeah. He's Italian, that's what you spend your money on.
Yeah, sure.
Of course, and that's why...
They're a good-looking nation, the Italians, aren't they?
That's possibly why it's my favourite nation in the world.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, I'm not paying my parking fine, but I will get some nice shades.
Yeah.
And he was sitting there, and I was sat next to him, my mum was opposite him. As the train pulled out the station, he just started going bananas and just talking in Italian, like really shouting and screaming. And I was proper shocked because it literally looked like someone had just had just set him on fire or something. He went mad. I was looking at him really shocked, and it transpired actually that when we got back to the hotel, my mum told me that what had happened is some canny thief, as the train pulled off, had reached through that little window at the top and plucked his shades from his
class.
Face.
That's class.
Now, don't do that at home, kids, or anyone.
We shan't be promoting that, but if you are going to steal shades...
Class.
If you feel it is your purpose in life, that's the reason you are here, is to steal shades, that's a pretty good way of doing it.
We
were saying this about Italians the other day, you were saying how angry he was getting. We're saying this is kind of a trait of them anyway. Do you remember we were walking through Covent Garden the other day, and there was these two Italian blokes talking to each other, and we thought they were about to have a fight.
Yeah, they just...
Turned out that we earwigged enough, he was just giving him directions to a sandwich shop.
They literally...
Because they're so passionate. They looked as though they were going to ruck all over Covent Garden.
They're a nation who's taken gesticulating to a whole new level, haven't they?
They're just great, aren't they?
Anyway, unusual, back to the monkeys. London Zoo monkeys caught stealing sunglasses, and I can see this monkey, the shades he's stolen are too big for him.
Shades, what an array.
Also, he's got...
Who's wearing those shades?
The Union Jack ones.
Yeah, who's wearing any of them? You've got pink heart ones, turquoise. Who's wearing them at the zoo?
The Bolivian squirrel monkeys have been in their thieving element since the sun made its appearance in the last few days. They're strictly summer thieves.
They are summer thieves in the winter.
In winter, they're respectful.
No one wears shades in the winter.
They're like the clergy.
What do they steal in the winter? Scarves,
hats,
yeah,
thermoses.
Thermoses.
Yeah. Keepers at the zoo's Meet the Monkeys walkthrough exhibit. That sounds brilliant.
I've been there. It's wicked.
What, Meet the Monkeys?
They all jump around. Like, literally, they can jump on you and stuff.
Be weird if it was like the band.
It's good.
But keepers at the zoo's Meet the Monkey Walkthrough exhibit have taken to training the 18 cheeky specimens not to be so light-fingered, giving them sunglasses with bitter apples smeared on them as a deterrent. What a weird deterrent.
Bitter apples. Oh,
how are we going to stop these monkey... Bitter apples. What? I didn't even know bitter apple existed.
Well, it's like a cooking apple.
Yeah, but... Oh, that's what they mean.
Yeah.
But what, that's a hard thing to chop up and smear.
Yeah.
There are other things you just put poo on it.
Yeah. Wow.
That's so childish.
That's probably inhumane.
Or just have sunglasses that are wired up to a car battery.
Yeah, yeah.
So Yeah, now you're not so clever, are you, little Bolivian squirrel monkey?
How do you like those glasses?
This bit is pure conjecture, right? The creatures are drawn to the glare reflecting off the glasses' lenses. But it's not the first time their light finger skills have surfaced. How do you know they like the light? They might just be like a really highly organised gang of monkey thieves.
They might be. That they might be.
4 years ago, keepers had to train them to stop pinching mobile phones. That's worse.
Yeah.
They love to... What? Oh, they're attracted to the shininess, are they? They're calling people up, do you want to buy some sunglasses? They love to see their reflections in the lenses, arrogant. Keeper Kate Sanders said of the primate's current predilection. Good work.
How can the human call the monkey arrogant?
Yeah, I like it. They are arrogant.
Ludicrous.
Though. Good pun here as well. Company. There's a YouTube video, so just search shady monkeys and you'll get it. They're just a bit cheeky, really, especially the young ones. They love the glasses most. This is according to one of their keepers. I'm not going to lie. If they've just taken my brand spanking new pair of Ray-Bans, they're not cheeky. Idiots. Yeah. I hate them.
I'll be furious.
Yeah.
I'd thwack it.
Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal. 91.8
Hayes FM. Quick look at your entertainment news. Boardwalk Empire actor Michael Shannon is the latest big name to join the cast of the Superman movie reboot. The actor who plays Agent Nelson Van Orden in the hit show will play legendary villain General Zod. Other actors that will star in The Man of Steel include Kevin Costner. He's been away a while, hasn't he?
No.
What's he been in? What's he been doing?
Oh, you know, just some films.
Oh, Waterworld, The Postman, they're smashing it. Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
Dear, he dances with what has he been thinking for most
all
of his
good.
Career?
All good.
Robin Hood, Prince
What's
of...
What's the one I'm thinking of? Is he in...
Is he Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves? Which is only good for
is
that...
Is he in Con Air?
No, it's Nicolas Cage. Because Alan Rickman's so good as the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Oh, yeah.
Let me get my Rickman.
You ain't got a Rickman. You haven't even got a rickshaw.
Potter. What are you doing out of bed, Potter?
That's my Alan Rickman. What do you think?
It's no Banner time, but it's all right.
Okay. If Duncan Valentine, however, was a...
The Sheriff of Nottingham.
Or a villainous character in Harry Potter, it might go a little something like this. Hey, Potter, what are you doing out of bed? Hey, Potter, you know, you shouldn't be in bed. Right? I'm not going out.
No.
Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal. 91.8
Hayes FM. What I'd like you to do now, Harry, since no one's bothered to give us a dream,
right,
is interpret mine.
Okay, I should interpret yours.
Just to sort of rewind a little bit, this is the dream where I go back to school at the age I am now, same school I went to, and then discover that I keep consistently missing my geography lesson.
Right.
I'm really worrying about it.
Yeah.
Why is it always geography?
Why is it always geography? Because it relates to a place.
Can you expand on that?
It is relating to a place that you should have already been in your life and you've missed it. Something important was going to happen, but you've missed it. You keep missing it.
Are you taking the approach where if you just keep talking, eventually something will come out that means something?
No, that's true. That's what's happened, Joe, in this dream, here dream.
What does it mean? It's an anxiety dream, isn't it, clearly?
Most certainly. I think because obviously you keep being late for it, I think you keep missing something. There's something in your life, subconsciously, that you don't know where you've got to be, but you've got to be there.
Love.
No, not love. It's a place. It's a physical place. Hence the geography link.
Derby.
And you are meant to be there. You don't know that you're meant to be there, but subconsciously you need to be there.
Cuba.
And you keep missing this opportunity. No, probably more likely Slough or Basingstoke.
Yeah, Harry, I mean, we've got about 30...
Not necessarily somewhere so exotic such as Cuba.
We've got about 30 seconds left on this. What does it mean then? There's somewhere I'm meant to be that I haven't.
That you keep missing.
Mm.
And something important will happen when you get there.
Brilliant. Cheers for that, Dr. Freud. Anyway, we've been joined in the studio by...
Either that or you love your mum. Nah, not in a good way.
In a
Freud way.
That's enough out of you. We've been joined in the studio by Carla Battisti. Good morning, Carla. Welcome back.
Good morning.
How was your time away? You're at a wedding in Ireland, I understand.
I was off gallivanting for a week. It was absolutely brilliant, but it's really good to be back.
You weren't eloping. You were a bridesmaid, weren't you?
I was a bridesmaid, yeah.
Okay.
Gallivanting in the Emerald Isle of a weekend.
What can we expect on the comeback show?
Oh, well, taking a look at all your local stories, keeping an eye on some of the top national stories, what's on in the local area, plenty of chat and great music as well.
Do stay tuned. Carla's up 9 to 11. Jason's up after her. Then you've got Anu on afternoons. Keep it 91.8 Hayes FM for the rest of the day. Quick look at your local news headlines before we hand you over to the National News Centre.
Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal. 91.8 Hayes FM.
That's your local news headlines. We're about to hand you over to the National News Centre in about a minute's time. Carla's up after that. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch with Carla about absolutely anything during the show, okay? You want to quiz her about her raucous behaviour while away in Ireland at this wedding, live, followed by your message to 60300, email studio@hazefm.org.
You should have seen the headline in the Belfast Gazette.
What was that?
Raucous Battisti.
Yeah. But I imagine Carla's like sort of, she's one of those people, okay, she's very sort of calm and collected, she's a bridesmaid, she's like, oh, okay, come on, we'll get you to the church, and then afterwards,
did a good job.
She's the one starting the conga line,
yeah.
Definitely.
I there was
bottle of Jameson's and around.
Was there a conga line?
There's always a conga line when Irish are involved in big celebrations.
They love a conga.
Yeah.
I think you know you're at a good party when there's a conga.
In fact, the conga actually originates from County Derry.
Yeah. That's like,
no, it doesn't, Carla.
Carla's face.
Don't look so shocked. That was merely a lie. A quip.
That's just a physical expression of having fun, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
the conga line.
Kind of.
Anyway, it's time to turn you over to the National News Centre. Do stay tuned for Carla on 91.8 Hayes FM. We'll be back 7 a.m. tomorrow. Hope you enjoy the rest of your Monday.
Au revoir. Much love. I love ye all.
Bye. Bye.
Harlington.
Sixton.
Hanwell.
91.8.
Yeah, Harry, you were telling me about Gwen Stefani and her Japanese slaves earlier.
Yeah, I don't quite know what the gig is with these chickas, and I don't know if it even still goes on. But I remember in a lot of her videos around, when was she sort of back in the game? 07?
82.
No, not 82. 06, 07, perhaps. She had this little harem of Japanese ladies that followed her around and did stuff and acted as though they were servants. One assumes they weren't and that she paid them, and they were there for a very different reason. But I don't quite know the ins and outs of it. Maybe we'll endeavour to find out.
Did you literally just get this from her videos, or is it based on any sort of news story?
Somebody did tell me as well.
That's, to be fair, that's not an easy sort of setup to get out of what I've given you there. Harry, you were telling me about Gwen Stefani and her Japanese slaves.
Yeah.
Like that.
Right, okay.
That really
I don't think they were slaves.
No.
Never said they were slaves. But she did have, I think they might have had a name, like they were sort of a group. I don't know, we'll find out. We're going to have to Google it.
You get some weird stuff going on in Hollywood, don't you? Because I saw a Cribs once, right? And they did the whole Cribs with Marilyn Manson. He's a weird guy anyway, but it's the image.
Is he?
Yeah. Did the whole Cribs.
Yeah.
Then at the end, they went like back to the front door, and on like a slightly raised platform,
yeah,
was just a Buddhist monk.
Yeah,
well, just sitting there.
On actual one, not a statue.
No, just like a little bloke.
Good.
And like, to be fair, like, the people from Cribs must have been thinking, sorry, like,
yeah,
who, and like Marilyn Manson was just chatting to him and like didn't bat an eyelid.
The monks talk?
Yes, they do.
Oh, I thought they just chilled out.
No, they spend a lot of their life in contemplation,
yeah,
but they are allowed to talk.
Right, okay.
And he like, but it was just bizarre because he didn't even, it wasn't even like ironic or meant to be funny.
Who's there?
He just talks to him and then they just sat on the platform together. So the camera crew must have been like, sorry, Marilyn, can we just... Oh, we're going to go.
I might get a thing.
What, like a little affectation?
Like, yeah. What shall I get?
I don't know. I might just wear a monocle and see what people say.
Maybe I'll get a cardboard baby.
Yeah, okay.
A baby made of card, and I shall cart that around with me on a piece of string.
But then people will think you've lost your actual baby.
It won't be a real baby.
No, but then... And that you're very sad, and that's
pining,
how you're replacing
I'm pining
it.
For it. Hello! Come on, Roger. I probably wouldn't have called him Roger.
Anyway, you want to get in touch with the show about absolutely anything. You got a request to make, okay? You got a problem for Harry's help desk. Live follow-away message to 60300. Email us at studio@hazefm.org. On Facebook as well, you're looking for the Joe Forrester and Harry Seal Show group. And on Twitter, it's Joe Harry Hayes FM. Don't forget, today is Tuesday, so it's Worst Question in the World. Coming up in about 10 minutes' time, listen to The Breakfast Show, 91.8 Hayes FM.
91.8 Hayes FM.
If I'd have had the internet, though,
yeah,
at the age of about 10, I'd have dedicated my life to finding pictures of naked women.
Yeah, I'd have found a way to get that kind of like sellotaped to my waist, the laptop, so I never had to leave my side, so I could always look at bosoms.
I've dedicated, well, I still dedicate huge chunks of my life to the pursuit of naked women on the internet.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, why wouldn't I be doing it at 10?
No, exactly.
Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal.
91.8
Hayes
FM.
Jay Sean featuring Lil Wayne Down playing on The Breakfast Show on 91.8 Hayes FM. Coming up in just a sec, Danny's got all your local news. But it's time for a quick unusual on Tuesday the 12th of April today. And today, it's about aliens.
Yep. It sounded like you're about to sing Earth Song by Michael Jackson.
That's how he twists. I just did a sound like a trapped...
trapped bird.
A trapped chimp.
Yeah.
Which is appropriate for his and Bubbles' relationship.
Yeah.
Look, Michael. Michael, I just want to leave.
I'm a trapped chimp. I'm trapped in a relationship that I had no involvement in.
Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal. 91.8
Hayes FM.
Just heard the Black Eyed Peas. Before that, Mike and the Mechanics. And starting you off was Adele, Rolling in the Deep. Playing on the Breakfast Show, 91.8 Hayes FM. You're here with Joe and Harry. Good morning again, Harry.
Hi there.
How are you this fine morning? Cold morning, actually.
It is a cold morning. Colder than the last few. I'm okay. I'm ever so good, actually. Let's go with that. Let's run with that.
Why?
I don't know. I don't feel as tired, to be honest. I didn't work last night, so I feel quite fresh.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. You changed your lifestyle at all?
No.
No?
No. It kind of got changed for me due to rotoring.
Oh, really?
Right, yeah.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant because your girlfriend's recently breezed back into town, hasn't she?
Yeah.
I thought you meant that she'd, like, enforced a regime on you.
No. She can't enforce regimes on me.
Mm.
Well, yeah.
Every man in any relationship has regimes enforced on him.
Yeah, she definitely can. No, it's just that, coincidentally, I wasn't working late last night, so I feel fresh.
Smashing, and it's going to be sunny this weekend.
I know. That's a bad thing for me, though.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm it just means work will be busier.
You've got that disease where you've got skin like paper.
There is that.
Yeah.
Burn straight through it.
It's bad to be one of those people, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not paper people.
But like stickmen?
Yeah, no, like those
people with a very low tolerance to the sun.
Oh, sorry, I'm intolerant to sunlight. Are you?
Pardon?
That's not saying really? I'm intolerant to the world.
Where do you want to go on holiday? Reykjavik.
Yeah. Yeah, I know where sounds nice this time of year. Northernmost Norway.
Can we not go on a summer holiday? Let's just go on winter breaks.
Right, you do that then, Steve. I'm going Alicante.
Yeah. Get out, Steve.
Anyway, loads and loads coming up for you on the show today. Coming up in just a minute, we've got Jay Sean featuring Lil Wayne playing for you. All your local national...
I thought you meant they were here.
Yeah.
I got well excited.
Under the desk.
Is Jay Sean here?
They're very shy.
Wow.
No, Lil Wayne's in jail at the
moment.
He's
very small, you can't see him. Is he in jail?
Yes, he is.
What a naughty boy.
For being a scamp.
Little scoundrel, Wayne.
Local and national news, of course, still to come for you. Weather and travel, your sport, your entertainment, and your What's On guides coming up about 1:30. Still got J-Lo featuring Pitbull, Nelly, the Human League to play for you this hour as well. Also, if you've got a problem and you can't solve it, Harry's your man. Harry's help desk, okay? No matter, it doesn't matter how large or small the problem, does it, Harry?
Doesn't matter. That's irrelevant.
You will solve it. Live, followed by your message to 60300, email studio@hayesfm.org. On Facebook, you're looking for the Joe Forrester and Harry Seal Show group. And on Twitter, it's Joe Harry Hayes FM. That goes if you want to get in touch with us about absolutely anything. You want to make a request, you want to have a chat. I don't know, just whatever's on your mind, I don't care. We will filter your mind muck and make radio sense of it.
That's a very good way of putting it.
Jay Sean and Lil Wayne playing after the break. It's the Breakfast Show, 91.8 Hayes FM, 7:21, Wednesday, 13th of April.
Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal.
91.8 Hayes FM.
That's right, you're listening to the Breakfast Show on 91.8 Hayes FM with Joe and Harry. That's Jay Sean featuring Lil Wayne. Down.
Did you record it from his prison cell?
No. That predates his latest prison venture.
Oh, okay.
It's
Is he just on a little holiday there?
A holiday enforced by the United States government, yeah.
Probably not a fun one either.
No, probably not that good.
Nah.
I bet he's quite widely hated by fellow prisoners.
One would assume so.
Because they're quite a brash bunch, aren't they, the rapping community? You'd imagine that he's not keeping quiet about his fortune.
Yeah.
Like, when all the others are in there for,
although,
like,
although, you don't know, if he's in there without his posse, his homies, he might not be so vocal.
He's quite recognisable, though, isn't he? Because he has face tattoos.
Yeah, there is that.
91.8 Hayes FM.
What do you reckon, Harry? What do you prefer? Would you prefer some money and voucher or traditional wedding gifts?
I'd prefer some pilchards.
What would you seriously prefer?
What would I prefer? I think for a wedding, I think it's quite nice to keep the tradition and do the wedding list.
Do you?
Yeah, obviously cash is very useful. But the great thing about a wedding list is you get things that you wouldn't necessarily buy yourself. Whereas if I got the cash, I'd probably just, like, spend it on the honeymoon.
If people, yeah, because if people actually
well, so
get...
I'd like a sandwich maker and a blender, etc., etc.
If people get what's on the
I
list...
I don't know if I'd spend my own money on it.
If they get what's on the list, you can proper kit out your kitchen, can't you?
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah?
Yeah.
And the little lady, she'll be loving it when she gets her apron on.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I'm joking, okay? Gender roles aren't the same as they once were, Harry. Stop being so misogynist.
You're a ridiculous man.
No, I hadn't thought about that, but I think I'm with you. I'd prefer the list.
Yeah, because you were going to go for cash, weren't you?
Mm.
Until I...
Definitely no more vouchers.
No. Vouchers, no.
That's like cash.
Shall I put my argument forward? Although, if you've got Argos vouchers...
Oh, you can get loads of stuff.
Mm, oh, yeah.
What's good about Argos, right, is it's basically like a warehouse that you go and pick up your own stuff.
From.
What a weird idea. Look through this book, see what you want, and then we'll get it from out the back. Why don't you just have it out?
What do you like in the book? Because there's so much in the book. What shop could fit that?
They've clearly got the storage space.
Yeah, but they'll have it all boxed up. You can't have it all out on display.
Take it, yeah, but then take it out the box. It's a really odd idea for a shop, I think.
Do you?
Yeah, it's odd. But okay. No, I was thinking, right, I definitely don't want vouchers because the annoying thing is, like, if you want, say, a blender or a toasted sandwich maker or some hair straighteners, that one's for the lady.
Yeah.
If you want something like that, right?
You're such a 21st century guy, aren't you?
But then someone gives you the voucher.
That's the like, modern man.
That's like saying, you've got to go and get it yourself and you don't even have the option to splurge it on something funner.
That's true.
Funner, more fun is what I mean.
Funner?
What do you think?
Life I don't necessarily think that's a word. I think it's got to be the wedding list all the way, isn't it, Joe?
Yeah, I'd imagine so. Live, followed by your message 60300. Email us studio@hazefm.org. Oh. Nelly, Just a Dream. Playing on the Breakfast Show, 91.8, Haze FM. Got your sport and entertainment coming up in just a sec.
Nelly.
Don't forget to look for us on Facebook and Twitter as well. Live, followed by your message 60300. Email studio@hazefm.org. This is Nelly, Breakfast Show. That's Nelly, Just a Dream, playing on the Breakfast Show, 91.8 Haze FM. Got your sport and your entertainment coming up for you in just a sec. Remember, if you want to get in touch with us about absolutely anything, here's how you do it.
Call us on 80 99 225. Email studio@hazefm.org or text live, followed by your message to 60300.
Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal.
91.8 Haze FM.
That's right, you're listening to The Breakfast Show, 91.8 Haze FM with Joe and Harry. It's Wednesday, 13th of April, 8:09. That means but one thing, cool school, and it is Harry's got issues today, okay? We're sponsored by Hillingdon Training, so we like to confront issues that directly affect young people, don't we, Harry?
We certainly do, Joe.
Story today is about sun tanning.
Yeah, it is.
When I went into the tanning studio, no one asked my age or warned me of the dangers.
91.8
Haze FM. I used to work in a gym right behind the reception, and one of my duties was to allocate sunbed time. Basically, people used to come in, they'd pre-filled out cards, someone had done the check on them, but anyone comes in, yep. I say, even, right, because basically what it was it's based on age and it's based on race as well in terms of how long.
A pale man such as me would probably only be allowed, I don't know, 5 minutes.
Well, I think the maximum...
Whereas a darker skinned man such as you may be allowed 10.
Well, no, the maximum type was, for example, people... Because you have to put, like, your ethnic origin, because that shows what, like, genetically you can handle under the UV rays. And I think it was, like, people of African and Caribbean origin were allowed the longest maximum time. Yep. But no one wants to sit on it for, like, 40 minutes, do they?
Be a bit warm.
Because there's better things to do with your day, aren't there?
Yeah.
And we've got a friend, right, who's very, very pale, white blonde hair, like, white blonde eyebrows, everything.
I know who you're referring to.
This gentleman came in, right, and he's a friend of mine. He came in not only expecting to be able to use the sunbed.
Yeah.
But I was 17 at the time, ladies and gentlemen, right? Expecting to be able to use the sunbed, but also expecting that he'd get a freebie. A freebie? Is that in the rules? Don't think so.
How old was he? Was he 17 at the time?
We were 17, both 17.
Okay, well, you shouldn't have let him in then.
I said to him, no, he's in lad in the gym.
No, he's lad in the gym.
He's lad to, but I said to him,
not lad in the sunbed.
So fill out the form, please.
Yeah.
Mr. Question mark. Yeah. Fill out the form.
Just say his name.
Mr. Workman.
Let's shame him.
And I said, fill out the form. So he's done the form, thinking I was sort of joking, right, to make him do the form. I wasn't, Harry.
Oh, you got biro, then.
Rules is rules, right?
What's your name? Mr. Willie.
Did it.
No,
and honestly,
do it properly.
This is how pale he is.
Yeah.
And honestly, after we'd gone through it, he actually totted up for a total of being allowed 0 minutes. He honestly...
Any seconds?
The risk of... melanoma, potentially, was so bad, high with him because of his skin type, that 5 minutes even was the shortest allotted time. He wasn't allowed it. And I'd like to say, when I pointed this out to him, he went absolutely mental.
I'm not surprised. I can remember him telling this story years ago now.
And I kicked him out.
Did you? You got rid of him, and he's one of your best friends.
He's one of my best mates. And I said, well, you can't come on the sunbed. Do you want to use the gym? I can give you a pass to the gym.
But you're paying for it. How long were you allowed on the sunbed?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I never filled it out, but I think I was allowed, like, up to what the gym offered.
Right. Oh, hello.
Because the maximum you're allowed, like, by law was a certain amount. Well,
Joe, you
like
tan very easily, don't you?
Oh, love it.
Very well. We were out in the garden the other day.
I'm a little bit tan now, aren't I?
Doing a bit of prep for these shows, what we do. Ooh. You are a little bit tan. And what, we were out there 3-4 hours. I went a sort of red colour, looked a bit red and sweaty. Joe looked like he spent a week in the Bahamas after 4 hours.
You sat in the shade.
And I sat in the shade.
You sat in the shade panting and sweating like an old dog.
You refer to it as, go and sit in your little Englishman's chair.
You were like,
oh, it's warm out here, I've got fun.
You were like an Englishman on holiday on the beach, right, with his trousers rolled up and a hanky knotted round his head.
Yeah? That was me.
That's the sort of vibe you were giving off, right?
That was me in the UK in April. 91.8 AZFM.
It's unusual, 8:25 AM, Wednesday, 13th of April. You're listening to The Breakfast Show, 91.8 AZFM, with Joe and Harry. Meet Storm the Lion, who likes to sleep in his owner's bed. I would like to meet Storm the Lion.
Good, I'd love to. He looks kind.
Okay, it's open. You know it's going to be a good story when it opens with feline sleepy. Clever.
Nice pun.
Andre Potgieter. Hello, I'm Andre Potgieter. I didn't even know South African. I just went for it, and he is.
And he is.
Andre Potgieter has a pet lion called Storm that likes to cuddle up to him in bed in his South African home. That's very vague, his South African home.
Yeah.
In his Northern Hemisphere home.
In his world home.
Luckily, animal lover Andre Potgieter, I really hope there's a quote from him because I really want to do his voice, has nothing to fear from this particular 160 kilo, that's 25 stone to us in England, guys.
Yeah.
Predator, as the two have been best friends for the past 4 years. Best friends. Like, I like my dog, but I wouldn't say we're friends. It's not both. It's not
that kind of a relationship.
Yeah, we're very much lovers. What?
Whoa! No, you're a bad man. They're going to take that hound away from you, and the RSPCA have already got a problem with you.
Have him.
Time waster.
The South African farmer and his wife, Talita, took Storm in when her mother rejected her shortly after she was born in 07. Our poor little guy. From the first time she entered the house, she has slept in our bed between me and Talita, said 51-year-old Mr. Potgieter.
Who's Talita? His wife?
His wife.
Yeah. Has she not got a problem with this?
Is a cub. She had another habit of jumping into the bath with Talita and into the shower with me. And then we had a wet little lion running all over the house that had to be caught and dried.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
Yeah. I think
they've only got themselves to blame, haven't they? Because from the minute the dog came into the house, they let it sleep in the bed and get in the shower.
Are they complaining that they don't want it to sleep in the bed?
They're not complaining at all.
No, they like it.
Yeah.
So they're not blaming anyway.
No, I'm just saying this is like...
To be honest, if you could get a lion, get it tame enough with which it could sleep with one, I'd quite enjoy that. It's like a big cuddly toy.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It's like a good cat.
It's like a potentially lethal cat.
It's very lethal. But if you've had it from a young'un and it thinks you're its mother and father...
There's an amazing video on YouTube and Facebook, right? Of these, about these... About these two guys that bought a lion from Harrods back in the days when they sold lions in Harrods. Lions!
As you do. Well, that's what a better time.
I'll go there for some gym.
You could probably park up right outside as well, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Park up, go in, get a lion, get out.
Outfired, bung him in the boot.
And
then they released it into the wild, obviously, because they're kind men, after living with it for a while. And there's that amazing video where it sort of crests the hill in the savannah.
Yeah.
I'm really setting the scene here, aren't I?
You are, Joe,
Where it crests the hill in the savannah and runs up to me, you think, oh my God, I'm about to see two men from the 70s get eaten.
Mauled.
And it hugs them. It's amazing, like... I defy anyone to not think life is beautiful.
Joe, you said to me that it almost brought a tear to your eye.
It was amazing. Yeah. I just thought it's amazing.
The lion is the most noble creature in the world, is it not?
It's a noble beast, for sure. It's just
an amazing animal. That it's fascinated by it.
It's such a potentially lethal, like, it's a perfectly formed predator.
Yeah.
And it loved them. And yeah. It's just very, very sweet.
And it could have just mauled the both of them
yeah.
to death within minutes, but no.
Anyway, Storm has also befriended the other the couple's other pets, which included a zebra and three Great Danes. These
got
people are so weird.
Got a zebra as well.
When the dogs bark, Storm starts roaring, and if she roars, they bark back.
Am I wrong? Or is the zebra not kind of traditional prey for a lion?
Yeah, is the zebra not thinking, what are you...
Yeah. Why are you letting them move in?
Right, it's bad enough with the three Great Danes.
Yeah,
there's a lion.
They're almost lion size.
Look how stressed they are. The bark back. Our meerkat also watched over her when she was a cub. I bet the meerkat is could be like sort of a supervillain to me.
Is there a meerkat?
Says that.
Yeah.
To me.
Okay.
The meerkat is.
What pets you got? Three Great Danes, a meerkat, a lion, and a zebra.
Even though I know meerkats
go to jail.
Aren't clever.
Yeah.
I think that they're quite manipulative. I think the meerkat like runs the show in
this.
This
is
house.
All based on the on those adverts. Though,
no,
really,
it's not because he's quite a nice meerkat.
Yeah.
I imagine the meerkat more just like yeah.
Come on. Come on, Storm. You know you want to eat them. Go on, Storm.
I've never liked those Great Danes.
Fetch Daddy some zebra.
If me and you combine, I think we could take them out.
Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal.
91.8 Hayes FM.
On the tubes. Oh, Joe. We've done it. There's a good service on all lines for the third day in a row.
Yeah, if you'd like to know why we're so excited by good service on Tubes, DLR and Overground, it's because for the third breakfast show in a row, all four reports, there's been a good service on everything. Not a single problem. That for
go on, Transport for London.
But that is for one of the largest, most complex cities in the world. I'd like to say, everybody who works for TfL or a subsidiary of them, slap yourselves on the back now.
It's the hat trick.
I don't care if you're driving. Both hands over your head. No, I'm joking.
No, Joe.
Pull over and do it safely.
Pull over the tube.
You should all be proud of yourselves. That is quite an achievement.
Very well done. Special mention to the Docklands Light Railway, most valuable player.
Yeah. Big shout out to my Docklands Light Railway crew. Hold tight, the Jubilee Land crew, the Hammersmith and City crew, all the other lands and things.
Unsung hero, Metropolitan Line.
And all the ground, you are too complicated and you've got no delay. That's your weather and travel.
They are.
Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal.
91.8
Hayes FM. Photos from the Coronation Street set appear to confirm that John Stape will soon meet a dramatic end. The ex-teacher is one murder away from being the street's most prolific killer of all time. I don't want to live on a street where they have a league table of killers.
Stop living there.
Yeah.
Good job it's fictional, but it's house prices would plummet.
But I often think this, like, Midsummer Murders, right? It's meant to be a quaint English county.
Yeah.
Everyone's always kill each other. Move out.
Yeah.
I mean, admittedly, property must be very cheap due to the high murder rate.
Sure.
91.8 Hayes FM.
Hope you have an absolutely smashing weekend. The weather is set to improve, isn't it, Harry?
It most certainly is, and that's coming from a weatherman. It's going to pick up. Enjoy your weekend.
Yes, we'll be back Monday morning. Have a great weekend, everyone. Thanks to everyone who got in touch today and this week. We will see you later. Stay tuned for Carla.
Woo!
Harrington,
Sixon,
Hanwell,
91.8 Hayes FM News.